Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The group of 20 the world's largest economies holding meetings in Hangzhou, China today, after host President Xi Jinping urged resistance to pressure to raise trade barriers. Mr. Xi said the meeting comes at an important turning point for the global economy. Silvercrest economist and China analyst Patrick Chovanec says and tells VOA that Beijing is partly to blame for current demands for trade curbs flooding world markets with low-cost steel products.
One of the problems, one of the underlying problems, is the imbalances in trade that have benefited both sides for a long time, but have really reached a point where they need to be corrected. And China is either going to be part of the problem or part of the solution there.
Chovanec says in China's interest to fix the trade imbalance. Meantime, South Korea's military says North Korea has fired 3 ballistic missiles into the waters off its eastern coast as a show of strength tied to that G20 summit. South Sudanese government of President Salva Kiir has agreed to accept another 4,000 regional peacekeepers. The decision was announced after a meeting in Juba with members of the UN Security Council, including U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power, who visited a refugee camp.
We heard appeals for the peace agreement to be fully implemented. People in these camps feel as if the political agreement that was agreed to remains the last best hope for them.
Details of that agreement were not immediately released, and no timetable for the deployment was announced. This is VOA News. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim says Turkey-backed rebels battling Islamic State extremists on the Syrian border have driven IS fighters from their last remaining strongholds along a 90-kilometer stretch of borderland. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales says he hopes this spells an end to Ankara's direct and indirect support of the Islamic State against the forces of President Bashar al-Assad.
I hope what it means is that the Turks have finally abandoned reasonably active support for Islamic State, and that that will be a major blow to their ability to rearm and to get personnel through.
Meantime, Syrian government forces and their allies have laid siege to rebel-held eastern Aleppo and driven rebel elements out of the Rumsa military complex captured a month ago. Center-left Social Democrats and anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany parties appear to have taken first and second place, respectively, in Sunday's elections in a German state where Chancellor Angela Merkel has had her political base. Merkel's refugee policies were a prominent issue in the campaign, held a year after she decided to allow migrants to enter Germany from Hungary. Hong Kong voted in its first major election since mass pro-democracy protests several years ago, with calls for independence and anti-China sentiment running high among groups of younger voters. Voters chose members of the territory's 70-seat legislative council, in which the pro-democracy opposition is hoping to maintain at least one-third of the seats to have veto power to block the pro-Beijing government attempts to enact unpopular legislation. Raymond Yam is with the VOA Cantonese service and reports from Hong Kong. The voter turnout was large.
I believe the authority just announced that there are 2.2 million registered voters participate in the vote, which is more than 58% of the registered voter. It is the biggest number for the history of Hong Kong.
Hong Kong has been at the scene of increasingly bitter political turmoil since the legislative election in 2012 that led to pro-democracy protests in 2014. And in U.S. presidential politics, Republican Donald Trump has edged closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls. 3 weeks ahead of the face-to-face debate, Clinton does maintain a lead in key battleground states before the November 8 election. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.